Well, thinking of e to the negative 2s over s squared is the same as 1 over s times e to the negative 2s over s, and noting that the inverse transform of e to the negative 2s over s is the Heaviside function of t minus 2, or u of t minus 2 in our notation. And so the inverse transform will be precisely the integral from 0 to t of u of tau minus 2 d tau. And keep in mind what that really is. It's just 0 on the interval from 0 to 2. And so we might as well say it's just 1 on the interval from 2 to t, and not worry about the 0 part. So we want to just integrate d tau on the interval from 2 to t, which of course gives us t minus 2.